60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. But first, we're in the midst of a health crisis. Everybody needs to be doing their part to try and stop the spread of COVID-19.
Okay.
Young, old, rich, poor,
right.
Attractive, uggo,
okay.
Doesn't matter.
I don't think we need to categorize people that way, but it's...
I feel like there's a lot of ugly people out there that think, oh, I'm too ugly, the virus won't get me.
Yeah.
Us ugly people are important too.
I don't know
listen,
that anyone
okay?
thinks that.
Yeah, I'm saying. It's no surprise that one person on the morning show is not doing their part.
Oh, no, really?
Talking about our own Brooke Fox.
What?
Oh, I was going to say.
What are you talking? I am the only one. I'm coming in here. I am literally hosing this place down with Lysol every time I walk into the studio.
Sure. She's sanitizing doorknobs and she's washing her hands.
Yeah.
She even takes a Lysol wipe to her husband's private parts before intimacy. She thinks she's doing enough.
I'm sorry it burns, honey.
Oh, gosh.
But the truth is, she's putting us all at risk every single day.
How, Brooke?
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you doing?
Doctors recently announced certain people in our society should be washing their hair and their clothes every time they leave the house.
Yeah.
And we all know Brooke hasn't been to the laundromat or washed her hair since the Obama administration.
Yeah, she's washing her hands. I don't know. When did you shower last?
That's not true. I showered 3 days ago.
Wow. Way to step up, Brooke.
Wednesday? I think it was maybe.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know.
Maybe.
Yeah, can't even remember.
I've heard that
it's
the virus
so
doesn't stick to your hair. The more grease your hair has, the quicker it slides off.
Okay. Where'd you read that? Truefacts.com?
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Okay. Well, researchers aren't sure how long the virus lasts on clothing, but generally it survives better on artificial fibers like polyester and nylon. You know, cheap stuff that Brooke loves to wear.
All cotton right now. Okay?
Is it?
It's 100% cotton.
It's like some neoprene vest that you found in a dumpster.
This was expensive. Okay, this was an expensive vest.
There are a bunch of stains on it, though.
Shut
That's just
up.
Kids,
God
probably.
Dang.
Experts do say the average person doesn't need to wash their clothes every time they go outside.
Yeah.
They do recommend people like healthcare workers or someone that lives with a person who's sick should be a lot more careful.
Got
it. I never thought about this. But could the virus survive on a shock collar for a dog?
Oh, man, maybe.
I hope not, because we have to do the shock collar question of the day. Maybe we should Lysol this, just spray it down with Lysol before somebody puts it on. But we're going to draw a name out of the hat, and whoever gets it is going to get asked a question. If you get it wrong, you're going to get shocked while singing the song that the listeners want you to sing. So text in to 78592. What song would you like to hear while we're being electrocuted today? Jose is drawing a name out of the bucket because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
And I did just wash my hands, everyone, so don't worry. I got... Jose, forget the lube. I have hand sanitizer
and
bolognese.
Hey.
That is so gross and clean.
Jose is going to put on the shock collar after we spray it down. And while we're doing that, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Now that everyone has become an expert at stocking up at the grocery store, it's time to test your knowledge of what's on the shelves. Recently, a survey determined the top five selling canned foods in all of America.
Mm.
Among the top five, canned Vienna sausages came in at number three, selling more than 75 million units a year.
Are you kidding me?
Yummy.
What? Who is eating those?
Jose, I need you to name the other four top selling items in the top five.
Of canned food. Dang.
Well, my first instinct is the thing that I have most of that is canned is soup. Like chicken soup and like tomato soup.
Yeah, I would say soup would be solid on
for
that
sure.
one.
Yeah.
The other thing, I'm just thinking, I'm picturing myself in the canned food aisle at the grocery store. And there are so many cans of chili that I see.
Oh, you're right.
Well, that's a bad thing. That means that no one's buying it.
No,
so you should think of the things that you're not seeing in the store.
No, the more they, like, there's a whole section of just chili that's almost as big as soup.
Soup would be number one by far, but I need specific varieties of
soup.
Oh,
come
on. You
can't
just say soup.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, chicken soup.
Yeah, chicken noodle has got to be the most popular. But just generally, what are the types of things that tend to come in cans? It's like vegetables. A lot of fruits,
yeah.
Meats.
Well, okay, wait. If you're going to go Vienna sausage is number three, Spam has got to be in the top five.
Ooh, that's pretty
Don't
good.
You think? Spam's way better than Vienna sausage.
I agree.
I mean, then you're thinking other meats. You got tuna fish.
That is huge. That is major.
But what when you're talking soups, what about tomato soup? Nobody likes to make their own tomato soup.
Yeah, someone else has to make it for you.
I'm going to stop you right there. Tomato soup is number six on the list.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Chicken noodle for sure.
All right, can you read the question one more time?
Canned goods never go out of style, and I asked you to name some of the top five best-selling canned goods in America. I already told you that canned Vienna sausages are on the list, and hint, two of the remaining canned goods are specific varieties of soup. Please name the four remaining items on the list of best-selling canned goods.
We haven't said vegetables yet. What's the most popular vegetable that comes in a can?
I keep thinking about corn.
Corn or like green beans?
Green beans, yeah.
Everyone uses green beans.
That's only for Thanksgiving.
Green beans is number 10 on the list. Extra hints today.
Ooh, wow. We're really far off on this.
Did you have an aha moment or what?
Yeah, I did, but then I lost it.
Wait, what about...
dang it, what do you mean?
What about just beans? Canned beans.
Ooh,
chili.
Baked beans.
Baked beans.
Baked beans come in a can.
So right now, my answer is chicken soup, canned tomatoes, canned corn, tuna fish.
He said there was two soups. Okay.
Oh, crap.
Jesus
Christ. I asked you to name...
No, just shock him. Read the answer.
I asked you to name the top five best-selling canned goods in America, and I gave you number three on the list, canned Vienna sausages, and told you the other two are specific varieties of soup. You defied my hint. The remaining items on the list are number five, diced tomatoes. I'll give you that one, Jose. Number four, Campbell's condensed chicken noodle soup.
Of course.
Jose, you even got number one, Starkist canned tuna.
Yeah.
And number two on the list...
chili.
The other soup was cream of mushroom soup.
What?
It's a very versatile soup. Yeah, you can use it in casseroles.
That's about it.
Nasty.
Utilitarianism. This is a pandemic.
Those are nasty rolls or what those are.
I just eat it straight out of the can, uncooked.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
Just condensed.
It's like mushroom chowder, bro.
All right.
Gelatinous.
Well, we didn't get that right. We're really terrible at canned stuff, so Jose is going to get shocked while singing. Someone wanted you to sing the song Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne.
Ooh, classic.
That's a throwback.
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Mm-mm.
She's all I want, and I've waited so long. Stacy, can you see?
All right.
It's been too long since you've heard that, I think.
Thank you for that alternative version of Stacy's mom.
Yeah.
Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.